It's Monday, day number one of the week. Welcome to it.
So true.
It's My World and Welcome to It. Wasn't that an old television show?
With William Wyndham and Lisa Gerritsen.
Yes. I liked that show.
It was a great show. He was an illustrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. He drew cartoons. Which reminds me of something.
What? God, your eyes just lit up.
Oh, this is so exciting. Every once in a while, there's a news story, and I go, I think they wrote this news story just for me. They're making a movie in which the plot of the movie is that all the heroes from the Hanna-Barbera cartoons of our era, yeah. 60s and 70s, have to band together because Dick Dastardly, well, that's Muttley, that's his trusted sidekick Muttley, Dick Dastardly from Wacky Races and from Penelope Pitstop is going to take over the world. So all the Hanna-Barbera characters have to get together to fight against Dick Dastardly. So they've already done the casting on the four people from Scooby-Doo and on Captain Caveman. And that's the interesting one. I'll tell you who.
Captain Caveman.
And he'd hit his big giant boulder stick.
All right. Club.
So you could say club, I guess.
Boulder stick.
I'm not supposed to say club, Wendy, because of the war.
Have you dreamt this or is this for real?
This is true. This is on the internet. This is true. So here's the casting for the Scooby-Doo gang. Zac Efron is playing Freddy.
And he was that in the feature film, right?
No.
Who was Freddy before?
Originally, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's from like 15 years ago when
dare
they did.
I question you.
They did two Scooby-Doo movies. The first one was actually pretty entertaining. Matthew Lillard was a guy I was never aware of, and he played Shaggy. And then after I saw him as Shaggy, I saw him
in
a bunch of stuff.
He's on Good Girls, the show
Is
I watch
he?
Every Sunday night. Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great. Everybody else was okay.
Yeah, I agree.
They had Linda Cardellini from ER and from a bunch of other TV shows and movies.
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, she was on Freaks and Geeks. She was Velma, and she was pretty good also.
She was pretty good. That was a pretty good...
The first one was really good. The second one was...
I didn't see the second one.
It wasn't. It didn't hold up.
I'm sorry you did.
But now, I am too. But now, all new casting. So Zac Efron gets the coveted role of Freddy. Daphne is Amanda Seyfried.
I don't know who that is. Do I?
I'm trying to think of what you'd probably best know her from. She's got really big eyes.
Oh, does that help? She does. She is an American actress, model, and singer-songwriter.
Yes.
She was on As the World Turns and All My Children. Did you know that?
I didn't. I knew she did soaps. I didn't know which soaps particular. But she's been in a bunch of good movies and TV shows.
Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yep.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
She's been working a lot, boy. She was on Twin Peaks.
In the new version? The one that was on last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
married to a very talented guy, too. Do you know who Thomas Sadowski is? He's an actor.
No.
They are together. A moment of silence.
Doesn't say that.
Only I know that.
Okay, Rona Barrett.
The internet is not aware of it. Just I am. Who will play Shaggy, you ask?
Yes, who will? You should.
Will Forte.
Oh, my God. He's going to be awesome.
That's a good choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? And Velma is Gina Rodriguez. I have to see that.
It could happen.
It could work.
Yeah.
I like her. But I wouldn't normally think of her as Velma, but she could pull it off, I bet. All right. Now, who would play the coveted role of Captain Caveman? This is such interesting casting to me.
Will Arnett.
No. Oh. Wow.
Because he's got that low voice like this. He would be good.
Wouldn't he?
He would be good.
And he's crazy.
Oh, I never thought about that, but he would be very good. They've decided to go with Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman.
That's going
to
be funny.
Sold. I've already bought a ticket. They haven't even started shooting the movie yet, and I have a ticket in my pocket already. I can't wait to see Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman.
Where did you find this information?
Ah, it's top secret, Wendy. I can't divulge my sources. I'm always talking to the Hollywood elite. During the weekend, I spend time talking to the Hollywood elite, finding out what's going on. But they haven't said who's playing any of the other Hanna-Barbera characters yet. Who will play Dick Dastardly? That's a great question. Nobody knows that yet. But they've cast the Scooby-Doo people, and they've cast Captain Caveman.
Okay, but it's animated.
All right. So in two different versions of the story that I read, one said that those characters will be voiced by them.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and
reading.
And one said that they will portray them. Does that automatically mean voiced?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Aww. It's a new animated Scooby-Doo movie, The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, I don't want it to be animated. I want it to be real life.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to buy a Tracy Morgan ticket, movie ticket?
Yeah, I'll do it.
He'll still be good.
He'll be awesome.
But those guys, they should do it, and they should do live action. This movie begs to be live action.
Can I tell you what the plot of the new film is? You were right that the plot of the new film will find the Mystery Inc. gang.
That's Scooby-Doo and the gang. They call themselves Mystery Inc.
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
That's their business card.
Why didn't they just say Scooby-Doo gang?
Mm.
They're joining forces with other heroes of the Hanna-Barbera universe to save the world from Dick Dastardly and his evil plans. Dick Dastardly is a no-good so-and-so from wacky races.
That's
and
true.
Was always up to nefarious schemes to win a race. He was always accompanied by his sidekick, Muttley.
Do the laugh. Do the laugh. Do Owen Wilson doing the laugh.
Well, hang on.
Yeah. Yep. Pulled it off. Jeff, send this demo tape to Hanna-Barbera.
My real voice is not really, my real laugh is not that much similar. Different than Muttley's. Well, thank you for thinking of me. I wish they'd give me the role.
Yeah, you should be.
Of
somebody.
Muttley.
That would be fantastic, Owen.
Why not?
You could play it. You're very talented.
Jasmine, if we ever get Owen Wilson on the show, please make sure I am absent that day.
Why?
Because I can't face him.
Oh, that would be so much fun. That's my dream.
This is a pretty good idea for a Scooby-Doo movie, seeing as how the character has basically drained the masked man, scares kids well dry.
Uh-huh.
Plus, Scooby-Doo is no stranger to crossovers, having met Batman, the Three Stooges, WWE wrestlers.
All right, so for people who don't know this.
And the Harlem Globetrotters.
After a couple of years of Scooby-Doo, they changed the format to where it wasn't just Scooby-Doo and the four teenagers. Every week there'd be a celebrity guest on.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous.
I remember the Three Stooges one. And I remember the Harlem Globetrotters one.
Yeah. But you got to admit, even though as a kid, it was kind of fun to see that. After a while, you go, William Conrad wouldn't mess around with these kids solving ghost crimes.
They should have the Mystery Inc. gang meet the Wilson brothers.
The Wilson brothers and Scooby-Doo together.
Why not?
Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson and Flip Wilson would be in there, the third brother.
Here come the judge.
Here come the judge, did you say?
Yeah, isn't that Flip That's Wilson? True. Oh, no, that was... No, Geraldine... Sock it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I got mixed up.
You got mixed up, Owen. That's all right.
My nose is actually running, playing the part of Owen Wilson. Who's the other Wilson?
There's a third Wilson brother, but
Luke...
Owen and who's the third? The third one doesn't do. He's like the third
he's
Hemsworth.
Like he's like the bad Baldwin too.
Yeah, he's like the
Steven.
Yeah, that they only get if the other ones are busy, right?
Right,
right. Which other Hanna-Barbera characters will be in this though? Does it say in your account
mm-hmm.
of it?
No.
Oh, I hope it's the Banana Splits. Please be the Banana Splits, please. What about the guys from Funky Phantom?
I don't know.
That's when Hanna-Barbera ripped themselves off. Like, there were a couple shows, like, all right, they had Scooby-Doo and it was a hit. So then they pull out the Funky Phantom, which was basically the same thing reversed.
Oh,
now you
yeah.
had a ghost solving crimes instead of a dog. But then they did Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Oh, yeah.
Which was beat for beat. They totally ripped themselves off. Hanna-Barbera said, all right, how about this? We get a talking dog and a bunch of teenagers, and nobody at the meeting went, you mean like Scooby-Doo? Because we've been doing that for 6 years now. No, it'll be different. This dog's name is Goober. The other one's with Scooby. Okay. Sold. I'm in.
Veteran voice actor Frank Welker
about Frank Welker on Friday.
When we were talking.
Maurice LaMarche.
Yes.
He said that that's the guy. He's the best cartoon voiceover guy in history. He's done so many voices. He wasn't the original Scooby-Doo, though, but he was the one that's done it lately.
All right, I don't have any other information.
They don't say who
Hong
else.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey,
no.
Is he in it?
I don't know. I just kind of threw that out there. I have not seen you get that excited in a while.
Why? If you're doing this movie without Hong Kong Fooey, you're doing a disjustice.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Quicker than the human eye. That was the next line.
Well... I believe you. So wait a minute. So is it just going to be the wacky racist people? Because wasn't Captain Caveman part of the race?
No.
He wasn't?
No. There were two cavemen in Wacky Races, but it wasn't...
But not Captain Caveman?
No, different cavemen.
Huh.
Evidently, throughout history, cavemen have come back a lot of times.
Why do you go caveman up for these cartoons?
I don't know. There's no... That's why cartoons are so great. There's never any rhyme or reason. It's just a guy going, well, let's have one race car. It'll be cavemen guys. One will be like backwoods guys. Remember they had those guys that were like from the forest, like way deep in the forest?
Yeah, the hillbillies.
Yeah, they were hillbillies. Yeah. They were. Right, right. There was an army general who drove a tank, which in a race is probably not your best means of transportation because tanks tend to go slow. But he could shoot it like they would shoot at the other race cars.
But some tanks go pretty fast, not as fast as a race
car. Not fast enough and to beat Peter Perfect.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Didn't he sort of look like Patton, General Patton with the white
hair? Yes,
very much
so. Okay. Very much so. Yeah.
My other brother.
What's the other Owen Wilson brother name?
Well, there's Luke.
We know Luke.
And our oldest brother is Andrew.
He's not getting much work, Andrew.
No, he's not.
Does he look familiar at all?
No, he looks like Kurt Russell, kind of.
Oh, he could never work in Hollywood with those looks.
Well, like imagine a scruffier.
Imagine you're a handsome...
What does he look like? A scruffier...
He looks like...
A scruffy...
A woodsy Jason Sudeikis. Is that fair? You don't think so? You don't see any Jason Sudeikis in it?
No, Jason Sudeikis has bigger eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that he's in...
I don't know if I've ever seen him in anything.
I thought there was another one, but maybe I am confusing him with the...
The Baldwins?
Yes.
You got four Baldwins, and then you got Adam Baldwin, who's an auxiliary Baldwin, because he's not one of the actual Baldwins.
Right.
He's just like a, we need a Baldwin, we need one fast, call Adam.
He's a 51-year-old writer. I don't know. This was...
Oh, just a writer, not
3 years ago. Writer and director.
Oh.
He's 4 years older than Owen, 7 years older than Luke. And he's appeared in a couple Wes Anderson films with his siblings, including Rushmore as Coach Beck and Bottle Rocket as Future Man.
Oh, I know who he is. Oh.
He's also appeared alongside Drew Barrymore in Never Been Kissed as a school guard, in Charlie's Angels as a driver, and as Razor in the roller derby film Whip It.
So he's not getting...
He's not really an actor. He's a writer and director.
Oh, all right. So he's not getting any starring role. His brothers are getting starring roles. He's just kind of getting whatever's left.
Yes.
But good for him. He's working.
And I watched the... I just want to tell people, if you're a Motley Crue fan, I watched The Dirt. It's a Netflix biopic.
Yes.
It's pretty good. It's amusing. It's very raunchy. And Pete Davidson is in it and is not a very good actor.
He's in it.
I love him. He plays... the record label guy, and he's just Pete Davidson being Pete Davidson, and I love him, but he's not that great.
Let me throw a cartoon idea at you. What does this do for you? Motley Crue.
Oh, I like
that.
The
band. It's Motley Crue, but it's Motley from Wacky Races and a bunch of other dogs, and they have a rock band and they solve crimes.
I think that would be
great. Would sell, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Good. We just made our money back today. All right, we'll take a break. David Miranda is stopping by. He'll give you the news. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
How about that Duncan Keith last night?
Yep, that was a nice goal, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And he not only got the puck in the net, he then went into the net, too. I think we should get an extra point for that.
He should get an extra point. We're still not out of it, although it's getting scary for me.
Yeah, 7 games left, 5 points out. It's a little dicey.
No
not
memes
saying impossible.
Yet, right? No memes, nothing made fun of the game or nothing?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Wendy, Henry Tseng has died.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
David has to leave because he doesn't
want
to.
He's
very upset about Henry Tseng. Oh, go ahead, David. Go ahead. Henry Tseng was believed to be the oldest living American. He died over the weekend. 111 years old. More specifically, 111, 231 days.
Oh, just right around it.
Yep. Well, yeah, relatively. But here's the headline. It says Henry Tsang, who exercised every day,
sang his last song,
has died. It just goes to show you that you can do something. He's 111. He exercised every day. He died anyway. So what I'm saying is it's inevitable.
Right.
Right.
And what was his exercise?
Oh, no. They showed him.
Oh, really?
He was lifting weights. He was doing everything you would do at 111.
God bless him.
Very inspiring. Every day at 3 p.m., Henry Tsang arrived at a gym on the west side this is in Los Angeles, for his daily workout. Not an unusual sight in Los Angeles, except for the fact that Henry is 111 years old. His passion for physical fitness made him something of a local celebrity at the Collins and Capps Family YMCA in the neighborhood, where he was a member for more than 40 years. In his 80s, Tsang was doing yoga headstands.
Good for him.
In his 80s. He showed up for a 6:30 a.m. dance aerobics class while in his 90s.
God love this guy.
And in his 12th decade, that's right, his 12th decade, he still lifted himself out of his wheelchair and onto a recumbent exercise bike for a half-hour ride every afternoon. The older you are, the more you need exercise, Tsang told the Los Angeles Times last year. He didn't feel old and did not count his years, which is nice, because everybody else did.
Yeah, but he probably got
lost. Don't tell me. Yeah, he didn't want to hear.
He couldn't keep up. I mean, at this point, I can't remember if I'm 55 or 56. When you're in your hundreds, how do you keep...
You're not making that up, right? Because I do that too sometimes. You'll forget how old you are.
I know. By a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's all just on the way down now.
But remember when you were a kid, if anybody asked you immediately, I'm 9. No matter how old I would say I'm 9. he ate in moderation.
All things in moderation, yeah. Including exercise.
That's true, isn't it? He took a multivitamin. Well, that's not enough. You got to take more than one multivitamin. In 111 years, that's not going to do him any good.
Oh, no. One a day. Gook.
And stayed away from alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs.
Forget it. What's the point of living to 100 and whatever?
You should have been his life coach.
Just go for it.
Come on. Have a Zima. What's wrong with you? But the true secret of longevity, this is always the part that you have to just sit back and listen and take in.
All right.
Because if somebody has achieved that, if somebody's 111, they must know something about something or they wouldn't be here anymore, right?
And everybody asks them that something about something. So he's going to give us their something?
Yeah. Right. And we already know it can't be
alcohol,
cigarette, or drug related.
Because usually it's like, I have a shot of whiskey every day.
Right.
Until that day.
If I get that old and somebody says, what's the secret? I'm going to go, barbiturates.
Don't do that.
Yeah, barbiturates every day. But the true secret to longevity, Tsang said, was to exercise regularly, smile every day, and here's the key, Wendy, the most important part, choose not to worry.
Amen.
He's right,
three of them.
He's right on all three counts.
Honestly.
Yep. You got to exercise as often as you can.
You got to move the body or you lose it.
Yep.
Use it or lose it.
Smile every day.
We all need to add more happiness to our days.
Right. Although if you smile continuously, people will think you're an idiot. You have to smile when the smile is appropriate. If you just walk around smiling, people go, that guy must be an idiot. Look at him always smiling. He just walked through the mud and he's smiling. That guy's an idiot. And choose not to worry.
That's easier said than done.
I agree with you.
I try not to worry, but boy, that's weird. I guess once you hit 100, what are you going to worry about?
You're living on borrowed time.
Right.
You've hit the bonus round.
You know it's going to happen, so
it's
why
inevitable.
Worry?
I would not want to go to sleep because I want to stay up because what if I guess you could die in your sleep or not in your sleep.
That's the best way to go, though. Come on.
Gently in your sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. Preferably without somebody holding a pillow over your head. Preferably. I have lots of small troubles like everybody, but I just say forget about it or forget about it if he was in The Sopranos. Said this last year, nothing is impossible.
To dream right. The impossible dream.
He's saying Broadway show tunes. Tsang was born in Yokohama, Japan. He worked in imports and exports in Shanghai and Hong Kong for decades. He and his wife, Annie, who lived to be 100. That's excellent. Settled in Los Angeles in 1975 when their daughter enrolled in college in Southern California. I wonder if
They didn't pay.
No. He was also a fixture at Holmby Park in Los Angeles' Westwood section, where he would spend an hour or two with his caretakers after he finished his workout. Occasionally, tour bus guides would spot him and yell to the riders, "Look, there's the guy who's 111. This is nice for a guy who doesn't like to say how old he is when a bus driver points at you and yells it at you. "Hey, there's the oldest guy in the country." When a longtime friend at the YMCA stopped exercising because he was ashamed of symptoms brought on by Parkinson's, Tsang vowed to help him find a way to stay active. The friends convened a panel, including UCLA neurologist and rehabilitation therapist, and then devised a fitness program for people with Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
That's pretty, that says a lot. He's over, he's 110 and he's working on this. I'm sorry. He wasn't 110 yet. This was back in 2004. The classes and support groups are still offered at the Westwood YMCA. "Do anything you can and never refuse," he said last year. "Anybody asked to do something, try hard to do it."
I got an offer. I can't refuse.
He went in his version of The Godfather, Wendy, he would cover his ears during that. "I don't want to hear about an offer no one should refuse," he would say. 111. Now, we said last week we were talking about our goals. You said you hope to make 80.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for 100, but if quality of life is as good as this guy, keep him coming.
Yeah, and you know, it's changed because, I mean, come on, people barely made it to, people did not live to be that old.
Right.
And then
right.
diseases got taken care of, so people were living longer. The medical field knows more about treating diseases.
Right. How about in pioneer days when life expectancy was 40?
I know.
That's not enough.
And years ago, when we first started working together, I think that, like, wasn't it like the average age or life expectancy for like a male and female was in their 60s or something?
Yeah. Well,
because that's been upped recently, but I thought it was pretty.
It was higher than the 60s, because if this was in 20 years ago, it would have to be higher than the 60s. Not much higher, but a little bit higher. But people always say that when they talk about like the older days, like I mentioned the pioneer days. Okay. So the numbers are skewed a little bit because you had a much higher incident of babies being, you know, sadly dying in childbirth or very soon thereafter. So that brought the average way down. You were losing so many kids early on.
As of 2016, the average life expectancy in the U.S.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be at least 2 years higher for women, right?
Well,
is it about 2 years higher?
I'll check the females.
So it's something like, is it 74 and 76?
No, you guys.
74 for guys, 76 for women. Is that about right?
You think men is higher?
No, women are 2 years higher.
Boy, have you been looking into this? Are you worried about something? Are you just still pissed that I'm going to live 2 years longer than you?
Yes. I can't sugarcoat that, yes.
All right, 78.69 is the life expectancy for males.
Oh, it is?
78.69. Oh. And then life expectancy for females.
Got to be 81.
It didn't change.
No? Have men caught up?
Yeah, it says.
How did we do that? What did we do to catch up? Just didn't die so soon, I guess.
We stopped nagging at you, maybe.
Nope. Impossible.
Yeah, American females. It says this can't be right.
Oh, yeah. And is our life expectancy way higher than other countries, or is it?
It's lower.
It's lower?
Yeah. Female, 78.69 years life expectancy for the United States. In the United Kingdom, it's 80.96.
Wow.
And in Canada, it's 82.30.
Because they're so polite. Some of them are like ready to die, but they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Oh, I'll just hang on another few days, eh?
And I guess women are dying younger now. American women may be making strides in shattering the glass ceiling of the executive office and making it clear that sexual harassment is not okay. But in one very significant, perhaps the most important aspect of their lives, they're falling short.
Ah.
According to a report by the Center for Retirement Research,
yeah.
CRR, at Boston College. Life expectancy for women in the U.S. has stalled, leaving American females at the bottom of the list of the wealthiest nations.
Oh, I don't like that.
The U.S. life expectancy for women is now the lowest among high-income nations.
Really?
Yeah. In the 1960s, American women were likely to be among the longest living females in the world, but that trend reversed itself in the 80s, and today their life expectancy lags 2.5 years behind women in other developed nations. But I don't know how it goes according to men.
But the, but has it absolutely caught up? Like, is life expectancy between men and women the same now? Because it was, for a long time, women had, on average, 2 to 2.5 years
yes.
more than guys.
I can't find this information.
And they enjoyed every minute of it.
That's not true. Just had some more free time,
yeah,
that's all.
A lot more free time to see plays.
I don't have the U.S. average for men and women, and according to this silly computer, it's the same.
I wonder why this isn't getting more play, because that's significant.
Life expectancy for females is 81.2 years for males at 76.4.
Hmm.
So I guess there is, we're getting 5 more years than you.
5 more years.
The average life expectancy for a person who was 65 years old, in 2012 is 19.3 years. So they'd live an additional 19 years.
Wow.
After being 65.
Wow.
That's confusing, but that's what I'm getting now. Life expectancy for females is 81.2 years in the U.S. and for males, 76.4.
My wife works at various retirement centers, right? So she has noticed that the ratio of women to men is somewhere around 8 to 10 women to every guy.
Wow.
Which is significant. That's
a
lot.
That really is.
Yeah. That's a bunch. And the guys love it.
And in Canada, I bet
the guys
they do.
Are all for this.
The average life expectancy, 80 years for males, 84 for females in 2018.
So that's quite a bit higher than in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
So when you get really old, you just move to Saskatchewan. It's easy. What about moose attacks? Does that figure in at all?
No, I don't think so.
That's my biggest fear of moving there, having a moose attack me.
Well, what we
or
learned...
drowning in maple syrup. There's so many ways to die in Canada that we don't have here in the United States.
That wouldn't be bad. All right, so you need to smile, not worry about things. And
yes.
What was the other one? Exercise.
Exercise. So I'm already doing that one. Smiling sparingly.
No, you smile more than most people.
Probably. Thank you. And worrying about stuff, I don't know, I can't speak
for you. I think
you're
starting to worry more than you used to.
Are you too? How come? What's causing
I don't know,
it?
I'm worried about you worrying. What's Hot, What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man. I don't know, I see you worrying much more than I ever saw you worry.
I can't figure out why, but I think you're right.
And you tell me about it. You never would tell me about it before. Now you have these ponderables that you're like, you know what I was thinking? And it's usually worrisome.
It's negative stuff. I wonder what's going on there. I want to be more carefree. I'm going to get a Mylar balloon on the way home.
You're pretty carefree.
Some maraschino cherries. Live it up.
Latex balloon.
Yeah?
The Mylar is not, I don't know. I think Mylar balloons stink.
It's very festive, though.
I'm
very
sick
shiny
of them.
And festive.
It's too
you
much.
You don't want it? You're out?
Don't you like the old traditional balloons? Just a bouquet of various colors instead of just one honking Mylar?
That's a tough call.
Are you worried about that?
Now I'm starting to be a little bit worried about that. Yes. Yes. Twice in my life, I have driven by a car that is filled with balloons. And then you know how sometimes you just create your own story?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, this person is on their way to a party.
Right.
And they're in charge of balloons. But in both those cases, I've been so happy. Like, whatever fake version of whatever story I've made up in my head, it's like, wow, isn't that going to be great when this lady gets there and she has 130 balloons and she gives them and everybody have a balloon? It just makes me happy.
See, when I do a backstory on somebody, it's always sad.
Why are your backstories sad?
Usually it's because when I see somebody eating alone in a restaurant, I make up this terrible thing like, oh, Jim, look, his wife probably died of cancer.
Oh.
He's here all by himself. And then Jim, the half-full guy, goes, He's probably just wanted to get away from her nagging and eat some breakfast on his own. She won't let him have bacon, so he's out having bacon. So Jim does the positive backstory. I'm always feeling like a
something
negative.
Something bad must have happened.
I'm Debbie Downer. You're Wally Worrier.
I'm not. Well, I don't think I worry. I don't think I worry more or less than anybody. But by my own standards, I am probably worrying more now
than you used to.
Than I used to. Like I have found myself, and this used to be. I noticed that when people do this, they're officially old, which is wherever you are in the car, not just driving, but passenger seat or back seat. I do tend to tell the person, hey, watch out for the green car. The green car's coming over. Be careful. The green car's switching in our lane. And they always go, I know I can. I'm driving. I understand how it works. I'm watching the road too, but I'm always offering a little extra for the driver. To be careful of.
That doesn't sound like you.
I've been doing that a lot the last year or so.
Are you turning into a little old lady?
No, I think it started because when my daughters were learning to drive, that became a thing that I felt the need to do. But now I'm driving with friends. I'm doing that like with a friend driving, and they'll always go, I know I've been driving since I was 16.
You can't differentiate like between driving with a friend and or your daughters?
I can in theory. But when I'm in the car,
it's just a habit that's happened.
I just now go, they're going to need my help whilst driving. I'm going to have to be like the second driver. And I don't like when people do that to me.
I know, I hate
it too. So why am I doing that to them?
I only do it to Jim.
Why only him?
Because he just drives differently than I do. And it was like when we were, Michael is our oldest. He finally got his license last year. So he was 18. It took him 2 years.
Yeah.
Dylan's 16, still hasn't gotten his permit, in no hurry. Yet he busted his brother going, I can't believe you're not getting your license. But something about in the suburbs, everything you want is pretty much walking distance.
Yes.
I'm okay with it because then I don't have to worry about them driving. But when I was helping Michael drive, I would say if you have your exit coming up, I tend to get over to the right with time to spare.
Right.
Just because it's easier, then you don't have to worry about it. Jim, on the other hand, likes to be the person.
Last second.
Sure. And it drives me nuts. It works. And people... 99.9% of the time let you in.
Yeah, not always, but mostly.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
But I just said to Michael, that just adds a lot of stress. So, you know, if a guy's going two in the right lane, you don't want to be behind him. I get that.
Right.
Pass him. But get in the right lane before your exit, just so you don't have to worry about anything.
Oh.
And Jim does not do that, so that's where I go, don't you think you should get over? Don't you? He's like, I got this. I know what I'm doing. But it's just, it's different styles.
That's what it is.
And both are correct.
It's just up to your version of how it should be.
Right. Yeah. And now that I'm talking to you, I understand that. But when I'm in the car, a different Wendy kicks in.
I had to, a few days ago, I had to parallel park. And for some reason, it's hard to believe this, but I haven't had to parallel park.
In years.
Just because at home I have a driveway. At almost all the places I go, it's a parking lot. If I'm shopping somewhere, it's a parking lot. If I'm playing tennis, all the courts I go to.
It is very rare.
It's been 2 years, I think, since I parallel parked. So I'm sure you got taught the same way. You pull right next to the car.
Past it. Like you drive so you're...
Even with it, but past it, but next to it, the car in front...
Even with it, you pull all the way up so like your front end and front end of the car in front of you are lined up. Oh, you pull that far up.
Yes, yes.
I pull about halfway.
But now where I was parking was in downtown Evanston where they now have a bike lane in the middle.
Oh.
So it's a driving lane, bike lane, and then place to the park. And for some reason, my head wasn't calculating it properly, so it took three swings to get in there. And my daughter's in the passenger seat, and she goes, you taught me how to parallel park. Do I have to teach you how to parallel park? And I go, no, I don't know why I'm having a hard time with this, but it did. It took three swings before I got into the spot.
Was it on the, because sometimes if it's like on the opposite side of the street, like, a one-way street, that's when I have trouble with it.
That's trickier too.
Because I don't typically do that.
Yeah. But I told her this. I go, I'm just going to let the valet get it. And I acted as though I'm going to get out. And then there was no valet.
Because
we were by a parking spot. She goes, Dad, there's no. I know. I'm just messing with you.
It practice makes perfect, because now they didn't teach Michael how to parallel park in driver's ed.
We didn't. Our daughters didn't get a second of that. I had to teach them.
Yeah, so I still have to teach Michael. Sometimes he works at a guitar store and it's parallel parking, or in his way, he'll just drive around a few times until one of the diagonal spot opens up.
It's a smart move.
I get it, though.
It's worth it.
It kind of is.
Yes, yes.
So,
much less stress. All right, we will take a break.
Are you worried about stress? Because I'm worried about you worrying about stress.
I wasn't a minute ago, but now I am. David Miranda, thanks for hanging out. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, well, one day done. Went pretty quickly.
It did, Wendy. It really did. We'll do one tomorrow, probably Wednesday. Thursday, I don't see any change. And then Friday, it's the end of the week. We're almost at the end of the week already.
A week from Thursday, we are out at Cork and Carry, correct? It's not this coming Thursday.
No, a week from Thursday for the White Sox home opener.
All right. Pretty excited about that.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We will do this again tomorrow.
Are you worried that people are going to enjoy themselves tomorrow?
I wasn't at first, but now that you pointed out, I am a little bit worried.
No worries.
No worries. Everything's fine. All right. Hakuna potato, Wendy.
Thank you. I'll have it baked with sour cream and chives.
That's my potato shop that I just opened in the food court here at WGN. Hakuna potato.
I have such a taste for a baked potato
right
now.
Oh, come on by. I'll get you a 10% discount.
Thank you. That's it?
Yeah, 10% discount. We're friends. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. See you, friend. We'll be right back.